Hey guys, this is the Internet of Things show. I'm Olivier, your host. We are 1 week away from Build. Build is next week. And we are in sunny Redmond, Building 99, where the magic happens for Microsoft Research. I'm here with Galen and Mike, and we're going to talk a bit about what's going to happen at Build related to Azure Sphere, right? Galen, yeah. Maybe do you want to give an introduction to our IoT show audience? Of yourself?
Of myself, yeah. So I'm Galen Hunt. I am the director of the Azure Sphere program at Microsoft. We started out in Microsoft Research. I'm actually a researcher, been here about 20 years.
Nice. How about you, Mike?
Yeah, Mike Hall. I'm a principal software architect in also in Microsoft Research. Been here 24 years.
A bit higher.
Used to work on Windows CE and Windows Embedded, that kind of stuff. Now working with Galen on the Azure Sphere project.
Cool. Yeah. So Azure Sphere has been announced recently, right? There's been a lot of story around security, right? So security is going to be one of the things you're going to talk about during your session at Build, correct?
That's correct.
So what else are you going to cover during that session?
Well, so in addition to security, we're going to be talking about Microsoft's other superpower, which is developer productivity.
Okay.
Okay. And you know, so it's all about these microcontrollers, right? Oh. We've introduced this new class of microcontrollers that are part of Azure Sphere. Mm-hmm. The other two pieces of Azure Sphere are a new operating system that runs on the microcontrollers and a cloud service that reaches out from the cloud and protects every device that has an Azure Sphere in it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to show how you take one of these and using the power of Visual Studio.
I thought you were about to say the power of Mike.
The power of Visual Studio and Mike's personality.
Okay. Yeah.
And show
too.
How easy it is to create something with this.
Yes.
So Mike, you have a pile of stuff here.
I do have a pile of stuff. I am going to be using this pile of stuff with this board during the session. So the session that we're going to be presenting at Build is going to start with Galen giving an overview of Azure Sphere, and then we get into close to an hour's worth of coding, right? And so in effect, what we're going to do is start with the base board and write a blank application, right? And then we're going to start hooking up some of the inputs and outputs on this board, and then connect this to external peripherals. We start to use some of these external pieces.
Okay.
And once we've got those connected, we'll also then connect it to Azure IoT Hub and Azure IoT Central, right? So we'll connect to both.
Okay.
And then once we've got that finished, we'll then go into the update service and update the application that's running on the board.
Got it.
Over the air.
Over the year,
yes.
Updating. So I don't want to spoil too much of the presentation, but actually, I'm sure people are excited as well. They want to know a bit more. One couple of things I wanted to ask you guys. So you're describing that flow of developing apps for the board, and you're coming from Windows CE. So when I think about developing for an embedded device, very often I'm thinking about, I'm going to create my OS, I'm going to componentize that, I'm going to create a binary, I'm going to flash it, and then eventually I'm going to work on the app. Can you give us a little, like, very high level perspective of what the Azure Sphere development process looks like?
Sure, should I do that?
Yeah.
Okay. So one of the things that you'll notice when I start the session at Build, I'll just start Visual Studio 2017, right? Okay. I've installed a VS extension for Azure Sphere into Visual Studio 2017. That's it. That's all I need to do, right?
Okay.
So I get the board, I plug that in on USB, find new project, and there's a set of templates that I can choose from blank and the typical embedded Blinky and this kind of thing, right?
Okay.
Choose my template, Control-Shift-B, build, F5, deploy. That's it. Nothing extra to do.
It's all there.
It's
no
all there.
Configuration.
That's awesome.
No anything else.
That's good because that means that actually you don't have to be a hardcore embedded developer to come to the session, right?
Right. That's right.
Absolutely.
Cool. So we're gonna have. I'm sure gonna have a really great session at Build about Azure Sphere. Anything else you guys want to say to the audience about the session, about magic powers or something?
Well, I think the other magic thing about this is, yeah, Mike's going to build a device, but it isn't just going to be a device. It's going to be one of the most secure devices on the planet.
Yeah, and without having to go through hoops in terms of security aspects of things, right? Which is not easy for embedded device in general. Cool, awesome. So we look forward to see you guys at Build during that fantastic session about Azure Sphere and the other IoT sessions. Thanks and see you soon. Bye.